Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Kim Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. My name is powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. You're with you're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio. I've been following a Johnny Depp story or the trial with Amber Heard. What a mess. It's a clusterfuck. We're going to pick up some highlights. I know what's going on right now. Nobody's probably listening to me, but I have to go on anyway. And I'm going to make some comments. I mean, we talked about this. Do I feel sorry for Johnny? No, I don't. Johnny picked, he knew what he was getting into. But what's interesting, when Amber starts telling the story, horrific story, it always ends up, I love him. And all this happens before they got married. There's a warning sign here. And why didn't he just break up with her? We're just going to go ahead and give you some of the stuff that I want to talk about. This was yesterday. Actually, 2 days ago, some of the highlights. This is when Amber Heard breaks down during the testimony. And here we go.
May 2013. Can you tell the jury what transpired at Hicksville? It's a fancy trailer park. He just started smashing things. He picked up something on the table, threw it right into the glass cabinet. He hit with his hand a wall sconce. He cleared the tabletop on the little fold-down, like kitchen dining room area in this trailer. I mean, it's a trailer. There's only so much you can do. And he's screaming at me. And I eventually go back into the bedroom area. He comes into the bedroom area. We had what I can only describe as it sounded like nonsense from him. It wasn't making sense. And I realize that he's just probably really high because it wasn't making sense anymore. It wasn't like a direct accusation. He wasn't hearing me when I was saying wasn't involved, wasn't cheating on him. I wasn't secretly trying to engage this woman in some sort of sexual affair. And then it became clear to me he was, like, looking for something. He cleared things off the bed. I went into the bathroom. And as I come out, he asked me where it is and how long I've been hiding it. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he says, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Be honest with me. Where are you hiding it? And he kind of like makes to look into the bathroom. And I gestured to the bathroom, which was to my right. I kind of like gestured to him and I said, like, where am I going to hide it?
Okay. There we go. They're talking about cocaine. And I hate E.T. because I'm getting the feed from E.T. and they're bleeping shit out. But, again, there's commentary on this. This is according to some of the news. This is a shit show. You know, I'm trying to get the current feed right now, and I don't think the current feed is up. So I think we're just going to do the highlights. And here we go.
Actor Amber Heard painted a picture of a controlling, jealous former husband whose repeated physical abuse, she testified, was fueled by drugs and alcohol.
Calling me a whore. Remember he hit me in the face when I denied having an affair with my ex-wife?
Disturbing testimony from a celebrity trial that has given the world a view behind closed doors. Johnny Depp is suing his ex-wife for libel after she wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post in 2018 about her experience with domestic abuse. The article never mentioned Depp by name, but the impact on his career was severe, his lawyers argue. During his testimony, Depp portrayed Heard as the abuser.
And then I looked down and realized that the tip of my finger had been severed. Ms. Heard had pulled, taken my cigarette from the ashtray and stomped it out in my face.
Every moment is being live streamed by Court TV, fans eating it up, choosing sides, obsessing over details. The celebrity scholar says many are missing the point.
Or which restaurant they're going to, you know, who their bodyguard was. So I think they might be missing the context, you know, of the actual, you know, abusive situation.
Depp's fans have rallied, supporting him in droves, making videos online and showing up outside the courthouse. This domestic violence expert worries fans choosing sides could have a chilling effect.
I think it's going to make survivors think twice before they come forward. It's exactly the opposite of what we want to see.
Carolyn Dunn, CBC News, Calgary.
All right. Shut up with the domestic violence counselor. Shut up. The thing I don't understand about this bullshit is that why are they still, I mean, a lot of shit is happening, and then they still get married. Do they? I think they deserve each other. Both of them are psychotics. But she's a nutcase. I've been reading the feed. Hardly anyone is supporting her. There must be a reason for this. I was listening to this yesterday. What's really disturbing is that she was sexually, am I going to say molested? With a bottle. How would you say it? Assaulted, maybe. But what was really interesting was she was saying, if you listen to what she was describing, how, but then she came back and said something else hurt her. So they asked her if she was bleeding by the vagina and all this kind of stuff. She says she did. And then all of a sudden, she got away from the bottle assault and said it really hurt her more when he said he didn't want to be with her. And this is what's driving me crazy. Here it is right there. I'll play it through. Here we go.
Went to the closet and took out the clothes that he hadn't painted on. I guess when he went back upstairs, he had, it looked like what he had done is dip his hand in a bucket of paint and just wiped it on my clothes, and he picked up another portion of my clothes and put them in the bathtub, and I don't know if he added paint or if he just touched with had touched them with paint. It was this ugly navy blue brown paint. I packed what was packable, well, hadn't been destroyed, and eventually left Australia with Ben King, who you met on the way there.
And let me stop you there because I want to ask you some more questions about those 3 days, and then we can talk about Ben King and going home. So do you recall what bottle Mr. Depp was drinking from and then had that back and forth with you and you threw on the ground?
Objection, Your Honor. Compound. Leading.
Sustained.
Do you recall what the bottle was?
No, I don't.
Do you recall whether it was wine or liquor?
It was liquor.
Do you
the wine was upstairs.
Okay. Do you recall what color
excuse me.
It was?
Well, I believe it was white, I mean clear, but I can't be certain. I think it was clear.
Do you remember whether it had a handle on it or not?
No, it was a normal bottle. I remember because he was holding it like this and gestured to me to take it, and I did try to reach for the bottle. It was a normal.
And usually what we do is we stop it because we have a celebrity guest coming in the studio. Hello, celebrity guest. You're live on the air.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning, everybody tuning in. What's going on?
Good morning, King. It's good to hear your voice, man.
Yeah. I'm just at work right now. Thought I'd call in and just listen in, and I'll probably be in and out until the show is over, you know what I mean, because I'm working and stuff. So I just wanted to call in and see how you're doing, man.
Oh, I'm glad, man. I'm doing good. It's
yeah.
Me and you. I have about 8 other people in the studio, but I only opened up your mic.
All right.
Yeah. How's everything going, man?
Man, everything's going good. Just been busy, you know. We're just wrapping up the school year, you know, because out here in Arizona, and well, I know here in Phoenix, last day of school for some of the kids is May 20th, so just wrapping up everything, man, and these next 2 weeks, got like 2 weeks left, so everything's going to be pretty busy, you know what I mean? They're going to be doing a lot of little parties, and then the kids are going to be having you know, different celebrations and stuff. So it's been busy, you know what I mean? But I'm ready for these 2 weeks to fly by, you know? So,
I hear you. Hey,
busy,
King,
man.
I'm going to play this. Have you been keeping up on this Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial?
Only through your show. That's about it.
it's a shit show. But you've been in relationships before. You've been in have you ever been into a relationship where you went out with a person who was psycho, a woman?
No.
Oh. I mean, but you have had a relationship where you broke up and it wasn't all peaceful. You know what I mean? People acting crazy and shit, right? Have you ever had a woman who tried to attack you or try to discredit your name or try to hurt you in any way after you broke up?
No, because I never really let it get that far, you know. I never really let it get that far, so.
Right.
No.
Okay. I'm glad. I'm glad that happened, but, you know, the first warning sign that you're a celebrity and you're a musician and you sing and everything, you'll get there and you got some good hits coming to you. See, the thing about it is you reap what you sow. I mean, this doesn't happen to a lot of people. You see the signs that she was crazy. I mean, he's not that sane either, but he picked her for a reason. And if you pick crazy, you're going to get crazy.
Sure will.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm going to play it again because I don't see it live.
Right.
But this is some of the parts that I heard. So this is when Johnny allegedly, She claims that Johnny assaulted her with a bottle in her vagina.
Yeah.
Now, she can't describe the bottle, so but he was holding it in his hand, and I guess she didn't see what kind of bottle it was. But if you listen carefully to her to the end, she's not really concerned about her vagina, because the prosecutor asked, were you bleeding? And she goes, yes, but then she thought, but what's disturbing, she went to something else. I'll let you listen to this, and I'll get back to you. If you have to leave, you have to leave. And if you do have to leave, man, have a great weekend. It's so good to hear your voice.
Oh,
man,
man, you will. Oh, yeah. Yep, I'll be on. I'll be in and out.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Good. Well, I'll let you hear a little bit of something, and this will warn you, do not pick women like this. Here we go. So she's talking about she was sexually assaulted with a bottle. And here it is.
Yeah.
Jesus. That didn't go well. Okay, here it is right here.
Oh, wow.
There was mashed potatoes smeared all over the bedroom door, on the wall, in various places. But I remember opening the door, being really confused at first as to what it was, a little, like, specks of green in it, I assumed to be spinach. And throughout the house, there was food rubbed in places, just countertops, walls, doors, as I mentioned.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. You come to my house, and I catch a case, I could rub anything on my walls I want to, right? I mean, it's my house. Don't be putting me, what is that, criminal? That's not criminal. I've drank in my house. I have kids right on my walls in my house. I mean, what does this have to do with anything? But let's go on. We're going to get to the bottle.
And later that evening, I found the raw meat that I had left out, the steak, all over the house. There were pieces of it. It was cut up. And he had ripped my nightgown into pieces, into shreds, and wrapped the meat up, like wrapped the steak pieces up with my nightgown. It was this really beautiful burgundy silk nightgown that had this black lace trim. I ironically got it from Dr. Kipper for a wedding gift. And it was wrapped, I found it, I continued to find it throughout the rest of the time that I was in the house in Australia. It was pieces of it in the microwave, pieces of it in the produce drawer, in the closet drawer. I mean, just raw meat wrapped up in this, in my nightgown, as well as the smeared food on the walls. It was bizarre.
What if anything did you recall seeing on any mirrors?
Oh, he'd written. He had written on the bathroom mirrors, in the bedroom, and I believe he had, there was another mirror. I just don't recall which bathroom it was in. I suppose it was the one that I went to, which is on the very bottom level, where I was retching, for lack of a better way to describe it. I think it was in that bathroom that he also wrote on that mirror as well.
What, if anything, do you recall?
In blood and paint, sorry.
I'm sorry. What, if anything, do you recall of any lampshades being written on?
Well, he wrote on messages to me, you know, things to the effect of go-getter, you know, whore sort of thing, that sort of language, but calling me easy, calling me a slut, calling me and... you know, like just things about ego and what a whore I was. But it was hard to make sense of it because it was clear he was just out of his mind. It was, I mean, he wrote on a back of a pillow in blood, and you can tell because it dried like in this ugly brown color. He wrote on the walls going downstairs. Like it took a, in fact, you could see where he, it looked like he had run out of blood because the messages became, the markings became clearly letters. And the letters kind of became
Like, I could see where he had clearly run out of blood or wasn't bleeding enough and went and got paint. And then it became paint and blood. You could see both. You could see where he went back with it. Same with the mirrors. I could see where all the dried blood was. And then I could see a different set of markings, paint and some other material.
So I'm going to go back to the time.
Okay. He's a little bizarre. It's his own home. If he wants to ride in blood, let him ride in blood. Shut up. See, the problem is, how did his finger bleed? What did you do? I mean, your finger just don't bleed. She didn't say anything like he cut himself and there's this helter-skelter area. you know what I'm saying? The man's on drugs.
And listening to her talk, this all reminds me of the Bill Cosby case. It seems like she's up there lying. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like she's up there trying to find anything she can to really sabotage his life. And this reminds me of the Bill Cosby case. It's like, if you're going to get up there and lie, all you're doing is hurting yourself. You know what I mean? But women like doing that stuff. Women like to lie about all kind of stuff. They like to create all kind of problems. Then when the shit hits the fan, then they want to sit up there and say, oh, I didn't know. I'm so sorry. No. You knew what you was doing. Man, the reason I'm saying this is because a few of Johnny Depp's friends had came forward and brought it to social media saying, I don't ever recall Johnny Depp doing any of this because he was too busy doing movies and, just focusing on other stuff. He was, you know what I mean? Now, the only thing I do remember Johnny Depp doing from someone saying is that he probably would yell at her or something like that, you know what I mean? But, hell, that's nothing, you know what I mean? But this woman don't know what she's doing, you know what I mean? I really hope she's not up there lying, you know what I mean? Like, that's really sad.
I know, right? It's like with some of the I guess I'm waiting for the live feed. It says live Q&A. I think I'm on the right one, May 6th, and it's like 34 minutes before they start. But I'm just going over some of the stuff that disturbed me. And you're saying, I'm looking where I'm looking now. There's a live feed going on, and I don't see anyone supporting her. One guy wrote, I'm surprised she didn't kill Johnny. One person says, lock her up. And another person says, Amber be like, I'm crying, but let me pose for the camera while I'm crying to make it look real good. And another person said, what's in Amber's water bottle? I mean, they're really going after her. One lady called her shit. They have the poopy emoji, spelling her name out in poopy emoji. But you know what I'm happy about? I'm going to put a tape on again. Is that too many, and I'm not going men and women. I'm not condoling violence. I think anybody who puts their hands on somebody, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, go to trial. I'm happy that he didn't take it lying down, that he's going to be exposed. There's going to be some shit that you're going to hear. He has a lot of skeletons in his closet. But Johnny says, you know what? These allegations are hurting my career, and I'm not taking this shit no more. I'm going to court. I wish more men and more women who have these allegations against them, instead of selling it out, actually go to court and say, this is bullshit, and I'm going to make, I want it out there. And I'm really happy that he did it, that he had the balls to even go to court. But, wow, I mean, we're getting to the sexual assault with the bottle, and she doesn't even know what the bottle is. I mean, shit. Okay, here we go. I can't control myself. And I'm trying to be as open as I can. Maybe she has something, but here we go right here. We're going to continue. She's getting to the bottle.
In the bar, and I know this is very painful. Do you recall what Mr. Depp was saying to you when he had the bottle and was pushing it against your pubic bone?
Why?
Fucking kill me. I'll fucking kill you. He said it to me over and over again. He said, I'll fucking kill you. Did you bleed from the vagina as well? I did. And did you experience any pain? later?
I wasn't thinking about that. I was heartbroken.
Okay.
Eventually.
Time out. Did you bleed from the vagina? Yeah. But I wasn't thinking about that. You were not thinking about your bleeding from your vagina? Nah. Nope, not at all. See, this is where it gets crazy. I'm telling you something. If somebody shoved a bottle on my penis, and I'm walking around with that bottle swinging back and forth and everything, and then they're going, you know, going back and forth and almost popping my balls, I guarantee you I'm going to be thinking about that. I'm going to know what kind of bottle it is. And you're that close. I guarantee you. So I don't know any woman who's been assaulted with an object and your vagina is bleeding and you're not thinking about that. This is where it gets bizarre. But what really gets bizarre is when she says at the end, and that really makes me believe she's psycho. Here it is right here.
And did you experience any pain later?
I wasn't thinking about that.
What?
I was heartbroken.
What?
Eventually, I realized that I could be hurt because I was bleeding. I convinced myself it wasn't broken and
You convince yourself that it wasn't broken. I thought she was talking about her vagina, but I guess she meant the bottle. All you had to do is look down. If you knew that you were bleeding, but you convinced yourself that you were not hurt. This is really some heavy psycho bullshit that's going on here. I don't know what's going on here. I don't know. And it gets even worse. This is what's really disturbing about this, what she says later.
That the bottle wasn't broken or else it would be a lot worse. And the discomfort I was feeling afterwards just paled in comparison to how scared, shocked I was. I'm scared. I just married this man.
Yeah?
I just married him.
Yes, you did. You married this man and you got a bottle in your vagina. Eh, it's a honeymoon. She wasn't concerned about the broken bottle and the vagina bleeding. She was more concerned like, oh my God, I just married this man. It gets worse. I mean, I'm trying to put my head around this. It gets worse. Here we go.
And forgive me for asking this, but I need to just make sure the record's clear. You were penetrated up the vagina into the pubic bone, is that correct?
Yeah.
Touching on her, bleeding, sustained.
Okay.
What, if any, penetration was there in your vagina?
Yes.
The bottle.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to do that.
All right,
so
here we go. You knew the question was coming. Quit acting. You knew your attorney was going to ask you the question, and you're going to, okay, let me direct this scene. All right, here we go. Okay, Amber, okay, let's take your mark. Okay, now, Amber, the attorney is going to ask you about your vagina, okay? I want you to give me a little bit more, but don't overact and everything. All right, everybody. Everybody set? All right, here we go. Let's hear sound. Let's roll sound. Okay, Amber, remember, we want to feel the bottle in your vagina. Give me something. Make it convincing. Okay. Let me get this. Wait a minute. Who's talking on my set? Okay. Here we go. Now, Amber, let's try this again. I want you to take a couple of breaths, and I want you to relive it. You already know that your attorney is going to ask you this question, but I want you to take a beat. All right? Come on. This could be your career. And get ready. Everybody on the set? Quiet on the set. Amber, give it to me. Let's do this again.
You were penetrated up the vagina into the pubic bone. Is that correct?
All right. Now you're penetrated, Amber. You're in the pubic bone. there's a bottle that you don't know. You're shocked. You're surprised. You go, oh, my God, there's a bottle in my vagina. Shh. No, don't. Can kind of breath, take a couple of deep breaths when you're answering. Give me a little bit more. Then I want you to take a pause. And then I want you to give me that horrifying sentence. Bring it, Amber. And action.
Objection, Your Honor. Leading.
All right. Who wrote that in? All right. Okay, let me put this. Let's do this. Get the hell out of that. Get that attorney out of there. You'll never work in Hollywood again. Okay, Amber. Take a deep breath. Pause. Give me breathy. And action.
What, if any, penetration was there in your vagina?
Here we go.
The bottle.
Red.
Oh, I'm so sorry to do that.
Yes.
I am so sorry.
Yes. Yes.
Johnny, I had the bottle inside of me.
Uh-huh.
And was shoving it inside of me over and over again.
Yes.
Did you experience any cuts on other parts of your body?
My forearms were cut.
Uh-huh.
My bottoms of my feet were sliced up pretty good.
That's it.
Did you have any other bruising or swelling?
I had a bruise across my jaw, I suppose, from one of the many times he clocked me in the face downstairs.
Okay, cut. All right. You had us at the vagina. You brought the money shot. That's it. The breathing. They're looking at the jury. Almost there was a tear in your eye. You're right there. Come on, we're going for this Golden Globe. All right? But you gotta keep on the same level, Amber. You can't just go off script. Who cares about the elbow? We had him at vagina. Let's do this again. Take two. Amber having a breakdown. Take a breath, Amber. Bring it. Action.
I think I just didn't make a record of anything else.
I'm going to ask you to turn to let's go to 18:10. Well, actually, let's go to 18:15. Michelle, if you can bring that up. Defendants 18:15. And I think these are all in, Your Honor, so
yes,
we can publish.
Yes, they can all be published.
Okay, Amber, we're going to move to the table scene, the game room. That's what we're going to do. Now, you've seen these pictures many times. Your attorney told you that she's going to bring them up in trial. And we're going to talk about the game room. Now, I need you to bring in the sympathy vote. Right now, everybody hates you. You're not pulling your weight here. Come on now. This is not Aquaman. Everybody in the world's watching this. Now, let's go to the game room. All right, everybody, set up. Quiet out of set. Remove the bottle. Get the bottle out of the scene. Okay, Amber, we're going into the game room. I want you to take a couple of deep breaths, but I want the microphone to hear it. You got to make it sound believable. Give me that Emmy. Give me that Golden Globe performance. Here we go. And action.
Is this the game table?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And this, based on your testimony, is this where you were? Were you on top of this table?
Yeah, that he briefly got on top of me.
More breathy.
And pushing on my throat, actually.
Yeah.
At some point when I was on the table.
More throat.
I had forgotten about that.
Okay.
And
that's it.
This, though, looks like it.
All right, cut.
Is after
cut. Amber, okay, listen. Listen, Bubla, baby, listen, kid. Lose a snot bubble. It really kind of messes up everything. Just take it easy. Take a deep breath. You're doing good with the breathy. Take it easy. Okay. We're in the game room. Calm down a little bit, but take a couple of breaths. Here we go. Pause for dramatic purposes. And action.
A lot of the stuff was cleaned up because it didn't look quite like this. Okay. And did the table collapse?
Yes, it did.
Obstruction on our leading.
Sustained.
What, if anything, happened to the table?
The table collapsed underneath me when Johnny...
Hey. Amber, chicky-poo, you're losing the breathing, and you're losing the sound effects, and you're losing the horrific kind of sound. You're talking normal. All right, we've got to stop that shit. Take two, bring me some horror. I need more. I need more. Come on, chicky-poo. Let's do this again. And action.
Threw me into it and got on top of me, or fell on top of me. I honestly don't know which one.
Okay. Apparently you haven't read the script. Either he fell on top of you or he threw you. There's a big difference here, Amber. Throwing is I take your body and I physically throw you, or I get on top of you. Stick with the script, Amber. All right, chicky baby. Action.
We could look at 1816, please, defendant.
That's it. A little more breathing.
Do you recognize this, what's depicted in this picture?
Now, Amber, we're going to show you a picture of some booze in a bottle. You got to look at it like the first time. You're shocked. You can't believe it. Oh, my God, you're in a cabin in the woods, and the monster is coming from the forest. I want that kind of shock value. Take it easy. Give me a little couple of breaths. Then I want you to pause and then say your lines. Are you ready, kid? All right, you're doing good. You're doing good. You're doing good. You're going to make it, kid. You're going to make it. All right, and action.
Yes.
What is it?
Looks like the bottles that were by Johnny on the desk when I came.
All right, I need a bigger bottle. Who puts this little bottle on my set? Where's the prop people? Get the bottle in there. The bottle's a star. That bottle's a star. You know what? That bottle's going to have a star on Hollywood Boulevard. That bottle, man, I love that bottle. Get me the agent. Give me the bottle. Give me the agent of the bottle. The bottle is a star. Now, look, Amber, listen to me. You're going to look at the bottle. That's your co-star right now. And react to the bottle. The bottle is the bad guy. That's it. You're horrified of the bottle. Give it to me. Take the deep breath. Give me more. And action.
That last morning, and he was still up, still drinking.
Go back to the bottle.
We could go to defendants 1817.
I paid a lot of money for the bottle to be in this film. Go back to the bottle.
The bottle shape.
Thank you.
The bottle shape.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't. I have not.
Go back to 1816,
please. Your Honor, I had used. Is there a question?
You want to ask a question? What more do you recall?
Sorry, it took me a minute to respond because...
Okay, Amber. You're in a scene with the bottle. Paid a lot of money. The agent wants the bottle back in about 20 minutes. Concentrate. Remember, you're seeing the bottle. It's a bad guy. It's horrible. React. Breathe a little bit. Maybe a sniffle. All right, you're doing good, chicky baby. You're doing good. They love you, girl. They love you. They love you in Hollywood. You're going to be a star. You're going to be a star. You're going to make it, kid. Action.
It's hard. it took me a minute to respond because I had not remembered seeing the bottle that Johnny was using on me. I didn't have a memory of seeing it. And this picture I wasn't aware of until just the other day, yesterday, the day before. And I felt my stomach tighten up like I was going to be sick when I saw it. Because even though I didn't remember seeing the bottle, what I had remembered is a pressure, like something...
The bottle's overreacting. The bottle, okay. I need the handler to talk to the bottle. The bottle seems to be overacting. Somebody talk to the bottle. All right, Amber, I want you to tell a story how you first met the bottle. It's a love story. You meet the bottle. You fall in love with the bottle. All of a sudden, things go wrong with the bottle. The bottle's inside you. You didn't ask the bottle to be inside you. You say no. Bottle says yes. And all of a sudden, the bottle gets in there and attacks you, and it's inside of you, and it's pounding you. And you have to react to that. Ready? Action.
Square, which is why I thought he was punching me. I was feeling the square, something firm hitting me, like butting up against my pubic bone. Over and over again, I felt that pressure.
All right. Who put a square thing on the set that Amber is feeling? Who's doing that? We're going back to the bottle. We're not going to the fisting scene. That's page 24. That's page 24. We're not doing the fisting scene. We're doing the bottle. All right. Sorry, Amber. Take it where you left off.
Against my bone, it felt like a flat surface. But I...
Come on. Bring it.
When I realized it was an object or a bottle...
Bottle.
And not his fist, which is what I thought, you know, because his arm, I could see his arm while he was holding me down,
yes.
Saying
yes.
He was going to kill me, but I thought he was... You know, his arm looked like he was punching me.
All right. That's page 5 where you're punching the vagina. Okay. Let's rewrite this a little bit. How do we get the arm punching her? Who put that in the script? Okay, let's go with it. We only have about 2 more minutes of the bottle. The agent called, and they need the bottle on another set. Let's just talk about the bottle for another 2 minutes, and then we'll deal with fisting the vagina. That's on page 22. Script! Here it is right here. Okay. Now, Amber, if somebody's punching your vagina, we need a little bit more, how you say, ouch. Give me ouch. It's hurting you. It's an object. It's punching you. It's fisting you and everything. You can't say it so calm. Give me a little bit more horror. We got everything, kid. We got the bleeding vagina. We got you breathing. And we got a punching of the vagina. And we got the bottle. We got everything that will make this a blockbuster. You got to bring it home, kid. You got to bring it home. And here we go. 2 more minutes, and the bottle has to go. Has to be on a set. Action.
And I hadn't seen this bottle. I didn't know. And then this came out in Ben's evidence, because he didn't share it until this date.
Confession, Your Honor.
Sustained. And so I recognize it.
All right, now let's go to defense.
All right, brilliant. That's a take. You brought it home, kid. That's brilliant. Strike the set. Let's move on. Check the gate. Yeah. What a performance. Oh, my God. We're talking Oscar here. All right. Let's strike the set. Let's move on. Let's go to lunch. We got a blockbuster, kid. Disney's on the phone right now. You got it, kid. And we're going to move on to the next scene. Oh, wait a minute. 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. Hello, 111. 111.
Just listening, sir.
And who's calling?
someone who awaits your arrival and you never have your ass on the set.
Is this my mom?
Are you making any money now, Brian?
Yeah, that's why I'm not on half the time, because I'm making money. I got to make money. Am I just here for your entertainment, Mr. Solution?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, you know, have you been following this trial at all, Mr. Solution, the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial? Have you been following
it? A little bit. Well, this is kind of painful. But I think when I heard about the excrement in the bed, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I listened a little bit about him getting battered, but no, I can't say I've really followed it a lot. Now it appeared that he was winning. Now he's suing her for defamation, correct?
Right, correct.
And he's suing her for what, $50 million?
Right. Yeah, and she doesn't have $50 million, but this is not about her. We all know Johnny's not doing this for her. Johnny's doing something, and whatever you think of Johnny, he's doing something that men should have done years ago. There's an allegation towards him.
Right.
He's losing work. Now, Johnny's no stranger to tabloids. He's no stranger to tabloids, but he's getting older. He's losing that leading man kind of role.
Edge.
But, yeah, but he had enough.
I'm 100% there, I just, I think Western women are completely off their rockers. They're out of control. I mean, you look at this recent situation with the Supreme Court. I mean, women out there in the street, they want to kill little babies. I mean, how can you drum up energy to want to kill babies? And they have a lot of birth control. I mean, what gives, Brian? I mean, this is just sort of a tributary into the whole ocean of this madness. Don't you think?
We had this discussion, and I don't want to take the conversation to that point because we already had this topic. Some people believe.
You didn't have it
I saw
me.
A post. I saw a meme where a woman put up. It was a feminist. She put it up, and she says, "Conception begins when a man takes out his penis from his zipper." And it's getting – we have the fringe on every group. And so when you say killing babies, and that will go into what is concept, what is the beginning of life. Now, I went through it on a show. I mean, five to six weeks, you're hearing a heartbeat.
A biology class. And I took a good bit of that stuff. Now, I can tell you, there's no argument about when life commences. Not at all. Now, I don't know what you did in your biology class, but I stayed awake most of the time.
I slept, and I started getting phone numbers because I had a date that night, but I'm sure you slept. That's what I did.
But, you know, I mean, once the sperm, that magic sperm, they say there's a spark of light that occurs due to the interaction of zinc. That now this is just sort of dramatized, but I mean, the moment that egg is fertilized by the sperm, and you know that sperm has to beat out all the other sperm. And the thing is, there's no doubt about when life commences. I mean, I don't think anyone of average intelligence argues that, do they?
Well, I have average. Doctors don't. It's a controversy. I mean, you have your definitive.
Let me tell you this. I know we used to argue about whether a virus was living or not, because normally it has to have a host. But even if it doesn't have a host, I mean, we talk about a paramecium or what's some of the other, those one-cell organisms, yeast cells. I mean, I used to look at that stuff and culture it under a microscope, you know, in a Petri dish. So, I mean, to say that we don't know when life begins, and I'm not talking about, obviously, human eggs. I'm just talking about biology, life, period, right? We know when life begins. That's not even a viable question, don't you think?
No. When life begins, it depends on what you call life.
Come on,
No, Brian. Listen to what I am saying. Listen to it. No. There's a big. I don't want to go here, but we're going to go here for only 2 minutes. I got to get back to Johnny Depp. He needs me. But what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
What I'm trying to say is there's a gray area. If you, the heartbeat starts between 4 to 5 weeks. Let's just go 4 or 5 weeks. A woman can miss a period in 4 weeks. She misses her period. She may wait for 6 weeks to see if she gets her period or whatever. There's already a heart beating. There's already a heart. And some people say the beginning of life is the heartbeat. That's what some people say.
Well, let me put it to you this way. Now, some people, see, you've got to know how to do a little bit of forensics, Brian. Look, every one of us we're at that stage. And, I mean, it's just called human development. So, I mean, you can, if you want to rely on that and argue, well, certainly you can. But one is kind of hiding behind a straw to argue we don't know when life commences. That's absurd. I mean, look at it this way. I mean... If a woman doesn't want it, it's what, a fetus, an embryo, whatever. But if she wants it, I mean, it's a baby. We call it a baby, right? I mean, we do.
Well,
so go ahead with the madness, because this is just kind of a little bit more madness added to the totality of madness. But
go back with the madness. Listen, you. I am trying to cut through the fog and a gray area and a fringe. I am the man who is trying to make things come back to common sense and logic.
Is the trial over now? I mean, it's been going on.
No, it's going. It's going now, but since I only have a limited time, I'm going to hit the highlights because I'm watching this shit. And to me, all she's doing to me is trying to destroy this man's character, but the blood and the walls, and I took pictures. You know, here's a warning. Here's what's the problem. And another actor, Mel Gibson, had this problem. When you're a high-profile actor and you have someone in your home taking pictures of you, that could ruin your career. And basically, she's showing a picture. Go, is that Johnny? Yeah, Johnny's passed out. It shows a picture of Johnny falling asleep. I don't know in what context. And why would you take a picture of Johnny Depp falling asleep or Johnny Depp passed out or in any kind of situation that can hurt his career? You're already...
Compromised situation.
Right.
Well, we
any
know
kind
that.
Of
I mean, come on.
So,
that doesn't
well,
take an eye.
I know we know that, but I'm just saying it's so obvious when you start having someone in your home start taking these compromising photos of you or even recording your argument, you're now sleeping with the enemy. Woman has
Johnny
a purpose.
Johnny is taking her sorry carcass to court, and that's appropriate. But, you know, we have to be a little bit more discerning.
Wait a minute. Here's a guy that I haven't heard from in a while. I think you're gonna like him. Hello, stranger, celebrity guest Stanley.
Hello, brother.
Hello,
brother.
I missed
long
you, brother.
Time no talk.
Yeah. What
yeah,
the hell's going
what's
on
up with
you,
man?
Man, I've been
nothing
missing
much,
you.
Nothing much.
Yeah.
busy, working, busy, 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 like everybody, trying to survive.
I know.
What's happening with your crazy president? And what's happening with the fucking Johnny Depp? Johnny Depp.
Are you watching this Johnny Depp thing? Are you watching this Amber Heard thing?
Yeah, I don't understand, Brian. I don't understand. Why would a guy so popular, so famous, with a lot of money, get a crazy bitch that basically goes and basically... shit on your bed and you're still with her? This is crazy. I have never heard this. A woman could be pissed off against you. You're going to shit on my bed? Did you ever hear this, Brian? I have never. We've been together. We've known each other for a long time, Brian. All the time we've been in the room. Did we ever have a story of somebody shitting on somebody's bed? Ever. A woman doing that. Ever. Asked my friends, all my friends I know, did you have your girlfriend or a girl that you know shit on your bed? None of my friends said it never happened. All the people I know never happened.
You guys,
this is crazy.
But you know what's even more crazy? I'm following the trial, and Mr. Solution is here, and also the King is here.
Yes, Mr.
And
Solution,
Justin,
good to hear you, Mr. Solution. Long time. It's good to hear you.
Yeah, hey Stanley, good to hear from you too. Well, you just cleared up something for me, because when I saw the thread, excrement in the. Curious as to the source of it.
Yeah, the source was her. She was pissed off or something, and he was coming back from a show or coming back from a movie, and she did it. They had an argument, and she just decided, I'm mad against you. So when he went back to bed, he must have been like, what's the smell? What's the smell?
Oh,
and he opened the light and said, what? And the first thing she said, it was, oh, it's because it's the dog. No, the dog has nothing to do with it. The dog. Really? Really? It's the dog. That's what she said. Oh, it's the dog. It's the dog.
It's a small-ass dog. It's a small-ass dog.
Yeah, it's a small-ass dog. It's a small-ass dog that was responsible for this. I'm like, are you crazy?
Well, I think the answer to that is... Well, no, she's not crazy. I mean, doesn't she appear? Well, I better not comment on that.
Well, you can comment.
But Mr. Solution, I don't blame her. I blame him.
Yes.
Why would you, a person so popular? It's the same thing like Will Smith. You are fucking Johnny Depp. You are worth fucking $300 million. You're going to accept? You're supposed to be the 1% of the 1%. You're supposed to be I ain't Johnny Depp. I could get any fucking woman I get. If I had $300 million, I would get the best woman I could have. You're not peaceful, you're out. You're not this, you're out. And plus you want him to get married to me? You got to be the best of the best. I'm not going to marry fucking anybody. I'm worth $300 million. Same thing with Will Smith. It's like the same thing with Tiger Woods. I don't understand those people, Mrs. Solution. I don't understand those people, Brian. You're worth $300 million, $400 million, and you expect crap from women?
Well, is a bit of a conundrum, but the problem, I think, is a lot of men are going to other domains, other countries, to try and find women that are a little bit more respectful of men and, you know, family-oriented. But it is rather difficult, and having money doesn't change that, by the way.
I agree with what you're saying, Mr. Solution. But if you're the 1% of the 1%, you're the rare breed, aren't you supposed to put the highest standard because you've made it? Aren't you supposed to say, I'm going to get married. Okay, you want to get married. Get the highest percentage of a woman. Get a 1% woman. You deserve to have a 1% woman because... That means deserve to have a woman who's peaceful, who's beautiful, who's peaceful, who's feminine, who doesn't bark on you and everything, and you put yourself standard. And as soon as you meet a woman who does that, you kick her out.
Two things. Well, number one, we're assuming just because those people rise to the highest level of their celebrity status, that automatically turns into their regular lives. And that doesn't necessarily happen. We see that all the time. They're still fragile, frail, have foibles, peccadilloes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But then one has to look at the entire quality of woman. Now, I'm not on TikTok and many of these other social media sites, but there are women that are wholesale, that are wholesale selling themselves, and men are just kind of following their lead. So really, we have to look at what our entire culture has produced, including all of us. Now, you take Brian, for example.
Yeah.
The worst imaginable woman could exist in his sphere. He's okay with that. Cheating
yes,
on
I
the
am.
Bed, shitting on the ceiling.
Oh, come
I mean,
on. No, I'm not okay with that. But I.
But you are.
Yeah,
you
but
are.
Look at Brian. Let's take Brian as an example. He's going out with Cindy. Brian would have never accepted. He has a great show. He's a person popular
Thank
in
you.
A great show. He has one of the top shows in Blog Talk. Even him could have standard. He would have never accepted.
Even him?
Basically. Even him, yes, even you would have never accepted a person, a woman putting you down and not having this. If he would have accepted this, I would have called him up. I would have called him privately, Brian, we need to talk. Even him
well,
would have never accepted that shit.
I think that has more to do with Cindy than Brian, though.
Listen,
see,
I'll tell you what.
What I said, I still stand by that, having listened to Brian. See, Brian
right.
has been through kind of as many women as, say, a whale of considerable age has been through water.
Not true.
I agree. Maybe he did go through a lot of women. I agree with you, Mr. Fuchs. But still, the woman that he decided to be faithful with, he chose a standard for that woman. And
I would consider Cindy, no disrespect to Brian, by the way, but I would consider Cindy to be the building block in that particular scenario, not Brian. Because the women
no,
that Brian
I Cindy is the person that helps him out, is a very good companion for him and everything. Brian is like, he needs that pep, he needs it. Yes, I agree with you. Cindy is the building block of Brian to bring him this. We know that.
And let me say this, more than we know. Now, that's just what we know. But now, I recall, and I'm running back the tape, I recall Brian being isolated in an apartment with women, no food, no running water. Let me paint a better picture. Do you recall in the Terminator, when the Terminator had been in several accidents and he went back to this hotel room he had, sneaked into, and remember his flesh, he had flesh as the outer covering, so it was stinking. And someone asked him, do you have a dead cat in there, man? And so Brian described him. Now, I'm just going by what Brian said. Brian described
right.
himself that way. He didn't take a bath. He was unshaven. He was
yeah.
just totally invested
there was
in
a,
the drugs.
Wait, there was a period of time.
Am I wrong, Brian? Just tell me. If I'm lying, please tell me.
I didn't say you were. I didn't say you
okay,
were.
Okay, there
yeah,
you go.
But you got to understand, Mr. Lucian, he could get women like it was nothing. Women for him was like
Thank
water,
you.
For like us drinking water. It was women left and right jumping on him and having women and everything. He would do sex in the club. He would do sex in another bathroom person. He would do sex any place there is.
Yeah, thanks
you
for
know?
Helping me
it
out.
It was like,
yeah,
no. You know, it was making
for
him.
And his mantra, and I wonder where the hell these women are, but I think I know. He used to say, Brian, got more ass than a toilet seat. Am I wrong, Brian? Am
you know,
I wrong?
I'm saying.
Am I wrong? I just want to
get
my
I'm saying.
But don't forget,
Mr. Solvici,
he was the director also. He was a director also. Don't forget, Mr. Solution. So the movie,
yes,
Contract, and everything. So it's a solution.
Yeah.
You know, Hollywood, women want to do shit. I need the role. Well, you need the role. You gotta...
Oh my God.
Ryan is
no.
the only one who had casting couches stacked on top of casting couches.
All right, enough. Okay, you guys, that's a bad picture. I'm a good person. But, you know,
And the reason Brian could get so many women, he used to say that he was Satan incarnate or something that line.
Get out of here. I never said that. I never said anything like that. No.
Wait a minute.
No, no.
That he was bad
news.
He was a bad boy. He was playing bad boy.
Yes.
And women, you know, Mr. Solution, women love bad boys. They don't like nice guys.
Yes.
Nice guys, that's what they're saying, nice guys finish last. So he was a bad boy. He's the type of boy who's not going to call the girl, who's not going to tell her I love her, and the girl's going to run after her. Please tell me you love me. And what am I going to do? And the woman's going to do everything to try to make it up. But nice guys, they will basically get played. And I think Johnny Depp is a nice guy, and he got played. And I think Will Smith is a nice guy.
Well, no, Johnny Depp is a bad boy. Your question before, going back to your question 10 minutes ago, why would anybody like Amber or Johnny be with Amber? And I'll tell you why. As you get older and older, and Johnny's been losing some parts, he found somebody she admired him. It was like a hero worship. He could control her. She would do anything in the beginning.
He had a great wife. But, Brian, he had a great wife before. He had Vanessa Paradis. He had that woman before, a French woman. He was married to, had a kid. I think he had a kid with her or whatever, and it was a great marriage.
Right.
It was working well. He's the one, basically, who did a movie with Amber, and then they decided, basically, to fool around, and that's when he divorced his wife.
Curious,
the movie,
how
I think
tall
was,
is he? I think this came up before. How tall is he?
He got very tall. I think he's 5'7". I'm going to check it. I'll check it because he's not very
tall. Okay, okay. I thought that came up.
I don't think he's that tall, Mr. Solution. I don't think he's that tall.
Well, they say crazy in the head, crazy in bed. And if that's what a man is looking for.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree
with
it.
Yeah, crazy.
See, what I did. Yeah. See, I don't believe that Johnny, you know, you go to that I think he had that 40-year itch or whatever, and maybe his other wife, and I agree with you, Stanley, I don't know too much about it. I think he was involved with Kate Moss at one time, I don't know. But I think that his bad boy behavior, maybe she didn't accept it, and he found some actress who looked up to him, who says, you're Johnny Depp, she's on her way up, he's already there, he's giving her gifts, he's doing coke with her, he's doing weird shit with her. I can see it. It's not so much he found somebody that looked up to him, a fan, you know what I mean? That's what I think it was. And you go out with crazy because, and I did too, because crazy do crazy shit. So if you're going out with crazy, when she's talking, she's saying he hit me and he slapped me and he hit me and he punched me and he held me down. But in the next sentence, she goes, and we're going to go get married and I can't wait for my wedding gown and we're going to have the great. I'm thinking they had some rough sex going on there.
Fought like cats and dogs. I mean,
yeah, I think that too. But
it's a wonder they didn't kill each other. See, when I look at those two people, and I only listen to less than a half an hour, but I sample different cuts. And he didn't want her in the bathroom, and he was trying to stand against the door or something like that, and she burst in there and, you know, started attacking him. So, I mean, man, they had some fisticuffs. They were literally.
Yeah, but this guy lost how much? He must have lost $40-50 million at least, because he can't do the.
Yeah, they're saying over $40 million.
Isn't he bankrupt?
And whatever you think of, Johnny, it took a lot of courage for him to bring this to a civil trial, to get all those demons and skeletons that he was hiding all these years to come out. And I got to give him kudos for that. I got to give him kudos for, okay, you know what, but you're not going to get away with this. You know how they threaten you, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Well, you know what, I'm going to go to trial. Let's get it all out. Because people already
recognize
that Johnny
Depp is not.
Even though
she doesn't have the money, if he gets a judgment against her, you know, that's renewable.
Money.
Different states have different time frames. But the main thing is to get the judgment. And once you get
well,
that
he's not going to get any money from her. You think she's worth $50 million? Good morning.
Well,
hey,
well,
Sammy, guess who's in
the
studio?
The
most beautiful
judgment,
lady, Melissa. But go ahead.
Well, the judgment lasts over time. It's not just for an instant.
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
I know, but she's not even...
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mrs. Solution.
Beautiful.
Not only
beautiful,
did Johnny Depp, he had many famous girlfriends. Winona Ryder, Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing, remember?
Really?
Johnny's been with a lot of women. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Can I ask you a question? Do you have anybody or your friend or girlfriend and everything that basically, when she was mad with her boyfriend, basically shit on the sheet of her bed? Do you know anybody who ever does that?
No. That's disgusting. I think she's crazy. Utterly and a terrible actress. The performance on the stand is laughable. What about the rape with the booze bottle, right? And she was running around in glass. Why didn't she have to go to the hospital?
Right. And the thing that bothered me is when she said, well, I wasn't really concerned about that. I thought I kind of put that out of my mind. It's like, who would put that kind of injury out of your mind? But I was thinking about our relationship, and I love this man. What the hell?
I don't believe it.
I'm thinking, Melissa, you think there's some rough
crazy
sex going on? And when she talks about
yesterday.
I'm thinking it is.
Remember
what
I about said the fake injury?
Turd.
Yeah. What about the fake injury what about the fake injury that Johnny Depp said that she said she got hurt, but it was lipstick or something else? What was it?
Yeah.
It was nail polish.
It was nail polish.
Nail polish.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know?
And why were these two traveling around and living with a doctor and nurses? Why?
And
right?
she made it sound like I had to use Johnny's doctor and he became my doctor. It's like, what? Come on, man. You don't
And
I
took a handful.
Understand.
Well, no. I took two Ambien and I knew that it worked because I woke up in the morning. And there's blood everywhere.
Yeah, how do you go to sleep with that? How do you go? The guy's banging you around, knocking you against the wall, assaulted you with a bottle and everything, and then you're going to take a couple of pills to go to sleep. And I don't remember, but I do remember, but I don't remember.
I did.
You're
I
still
took
take
them.
Some sleeping
I don't
pills?
Take very many pills. But she did. They were living with their own personal pharmacy, for Christ's sake. I think they were both messed up. What do you think?
They were. Stanley hit it nail, and Mr. Solution had to. He's right. You know what this is about. I think it's a 40-year itch. You're right. He found a young actress who admired
gold
him.
Digger,
and put him on a pedestal.
Gold digger.
He knows. But he needed that at the time. He needed somebody to admire him and to love him. And they got married so fast, and then he started making, like, this is forever, and there's only – and she started complaining, I don't believe this. Oh, he didn't want to sign the prenup. I was the one that suggested the prenup. And Johnny said if he ever saw that prenup, he's going to rip it apart. He never wants to see that prenup. And I'm going, what? It makes no sense. Well, again, the guy was on
any
drugs,
any man
though.
That marries a woman who was married to another woman before – who she was accused of assaulting at LAX. Did you read that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
What,
this
Johnny was accused
wreck.
Of assaulting her?
No, really? Though Amber Heard was. She was married to another woman. before.
Yeah.
And she had assaulted her. Cray, cray.
Really?
Stanley, wow. Don't ever get with a woman who's been married to another woman, okay? Ever.
Did we lose Stanley? Let me see. No, Stanley's still here.
No, that sounds crazy. That sounds crazy. I didn't know she was married to another woman, beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's even more crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was all crazy.
Brian, I don't understand. I don't understand. Brian, you were part of Hollywood. You know Hollywood people. Why do those people like Will Smith, Johnny Depp, go out with crazy? They don't know their worth. They don't know what they're – I don't understand.
Well, you know, the thing, I don't know these people. And I did work in Hollywood, but I don't know these people. There's a couple of times I went to parties. I said hi to these people. I don't know what's in their head. They're not my friends. A couple of people I could claim as friends. A couple of people I do, and I don't say it on the show, but a couple of people I could do. And I will claim this guy, Richard Dreyfuss, man, and the nicest man in the world, and Little Richard. I will claim those two, but the rest, I'm not going to claim. I don't know them. But in Hollywood, it's a mess. If you go into Hollywood, you have to have your head examined. There's something wrong with you. You're living in a world of make-believe, and things are given to you that you don't deserve. And then things are given to you sometimes you feel you don't deserve, you know? I mean, the story I tell is that I lived in Hollywood, and it was a nice Asian guy. I don't know his name, but I call him Mr. Wong. Anyway, I never washed my clothes. I used to bring my clothes to the laundry with this guy, I mean, to the dry cleaners. And I brought it to him like every month and everything. So I did something. You know, I did something. I was noticeable. I was in a picture. And then he goes, oh, I saw you here. I go, yes, I'm bringing my clothes to Mr. Wong. He goes, you no pay. I go, what do you mean I no pay? I've been paying for like 2 months. He goes, you no pay. And he goes, what I want is a picture. And he used to put in, you know, he used to hang pictures on the wall of people. You know what I mean? I wasn't that big or anything, but he goes, you're going to be star. I want a picture. And he gave me my dry cleaning for free. So when you get that kind of shit, and then you get other shit, like you're invited to shit and everything, you start believing the fantasy and believing bullshit. You know what I mean? You go nuts. And then you get the other thing is like you're not worthy of the bullshit, and then you go nuts again, and then you find some woman, and then you don't even believe that she likes you for who you are because she likes you because of this. It's a clusterfuck, Stanley. So, yes, you know, I can understand that he found some beautiful, she is pretty, that admired him. He already, and like Melissa said, he went through relationship with relationship and relationship, and Johnny did have a bad reputation. He had a bad reputation. Everybody knew he did drugs. Everybody knew he did this. Everybody knew he was late on the set. Everybody knew he was a bad boy on the set. Everybody knew that. Johnny's not afraid to. That's probably why he's doing this thing. People who really matter, they know. Disney knew that Johnny did drugs when he was doing the Pirates of the Caribbean. He didn't hide the shit. So it's not like he's losing anything. People on the inside knows. So you ask why? Because it's all weird, Stanley. I mean, you, Melissa, Mr. Solution, and everybody, you guys are sane people. You're good people. That world is cuckoo. It's cuckoo. And you have to be cuckoo to live in it. So I don't know what his actions are on drugs. He was on ecstasy. He was on cocaine. He was on speed. He was on all these other shit. And she was too. And I think that's why they stayed together, because they had that common bond. That's all I can say.
Hey,
I have
a question based on what you said. Are the directors and the producers, are they equally as cuckoo as the actors?
The producers are not usually cuckoo. It's the I'll tell you one thing. We're casting for a movie. And I was doing an independent film. I know Melissa's before this, but I'll just give you an example. So it was so we're doing this thing, and I was auditioning beautiful actresses. So there's one scene where she has to be working out. The scene where the actress is working out, and then she gets up from the workout bench, and she gets a barbell, And when the guy was working out, she hits him over the head with the barbell and splits his head open. That's the scene. So this beautiful actress comes in, very beautiful. We've been there for 5 hours. We're just tired. Beautiful actress. And she's a well-known actress now, but I won't say her name. She is well-known. So, but she was just starting out. She comes in. She's on a bench. And I'm right there. We have a camera. We're going to go, okay, we're going to do this thing. We're going to run through the scenes. We'll do a table read later, blah, blah, blah. She goes, okay, what's the scene? This is the scene. You're just working out. Okay, now she's working out. And I said, okay, you're going to say a line. The line is, God damn it. That's all you have to say. God damn it. That's all you have to say. And Stanley, I like it. Behind the scenes, Stanley, I think you like it. So, but it's how you say God damn it, right? You say, hey, God damn it. You go, no, we stood on about a half an hour for her to say God damn it. We got tired. She couldn't say it. God damn it. No. Just God damn it. Damn it. God damn it. No. You get what I'm saying. It's like a half an hour going, God, she's so beautiful. She's so stupid. So we get really close up. And she has her legs closed, and she goes, and then she just says it out of the blue. Oh, you know what I used to do? I am a ventriloquist. I go, oh, okay. And she goes, if I had my puppet, I could say it. I go, okay, well, you don't have your puppet. She goes, well, I need something. I go, okay, your legs are your puppet. So I swear to God, your pussy is going to say, God damn it. She goes, what? Just open your legs and say, God damn it. And she nailed it. She nailed it. That shows you how cuckoo it was. She nailed it. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, look at you guys. You saw my show. Hello, 954. 954, you're live on the air.
Hey.
Hey. I don't recognize it. Is this Miss Lisa?
No.
Okay. Is this Miss T?
Keep thinking. You almost got it.
Well, she has to be beautiful, and she got mad on Facebook because some idiot was talking stupid to her, and she knows me, and she knows King. Did I get it?
Wait, say that again.
How are you? It's been a long time. I didn't even recognize your voice.
I know. It's like every time I try to catch y'all on the show, I'll never be so successful.
Oh my! How are you doing? I didn't know you were doing your music career, and how's it going?
I'm doing good.
You sound good. How's the baby? How's the babies?
Being bad, but they good.
Now you got upset on Facebook. You got upset on Facebook. Can you tell how you doing, sweetheart? There's the baby. Now you got upset on Facebook. Tell people why you got upset, because I think you had a legitimate thing when people say, "Hey, you're not so bad for a fat girl," and all that kind of bullshit. So everybody, this is Latrice. Is this Latrice? Latia. Well, how come I'm looking at Latrice?
I don't know.
No, but this is you, right?
I'm Latia. Who is Latrice?
I have no idea. I don't know who said that. This is why people get in trouble. Stanley said that you were Latrice.
I don't know who Sammy is.
Stanley's not going to say anything. But King's here.
Well, not
He's
my baby.
Online. Now, wait a minute. Why am I getting you confused with Latrice? Lettrish?
I'm Latia.
Okay, I'm getting my girls messed up. This is why I get in trouble.
I thought you were going to remember me. What, Kayla?
I do remember you. I do. But I want, yes, I do. Come on, I know that you're a musician. I know that you and King, I was with you. You, when you went to see your friend, remember you were on a plane and you went to see your friend, you had a bad experience, you came back to your mother, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Huh?
I see you. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I see you remember now.
All right. Let me ask you a question, because you are a young lady. Are you listening to this Amber Heard and this Johnny Depp trial thing?
She pisses me off. She's so stupid. Like, everybody keeps saying, if your husband is such an abuser, why would you give him a knife? Like, I feel like this. If that man was really abusing her, ain't no way in the world she would be able to be so collect and so calm
right.
in front of him. Like, she would be so hysterical, crying and stuff like that. But, you know, people do stuff just to get attention, so she might be doing that to get attention.
Right. And if somebody put a bottle in your vajayjay, in your vagina, and they broke it and you were bleeding, would you ignore it? Would you know what kind of bottle that was?
I mean, yes, I'll pay attention.
Yeah. I mean, she has to be some special kind of stupid to even stay in that relationship, but I don't know. I don't know.
Ain't no way in the world I'm going to be married to an abuser, especially if he abused her.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever been with somebody who was an abuser, even if it was a mental abuser?
No.
You're lucky, man. You're lucky. You are so lucky.
You have.
You are so lucky. But my God, I don't even know what to do here. So there was a she referenced Kate Moss being pushed down the stairs. And I'm going to go to Melissa because Melissa's our Hollywood person on the reporter on the spot. What was that reference to, Melissa? Do you know?
No, that one I missed.
Well, here it is right here. Well, Kate Moss, Amber was testifying, and she mentioned Johnny Depp tried to push her sister down the stairs like she did with Kate Moss.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that reference was. It says here. Let me see. Blah blah blah. Heard told the courtroom that Depp swung at her sister, who was standing at the top of a staircase, which prompted her to hit him. She threw herself in the line of fire. Her said of her sister, meaning Amber Heard went in front of her sister. She was trying to get Johnny to stop. Her back was to the staircase, and Johnny swings at her. I don't hesitate and wait. I instantly think of Kate Moss and stairs. I don't hesitate. I just instantly think of Kate Moss and the stairs, and I swung at him. In all of my relationships to date, I hadn't delivered a blow. For the first time, I hit him square in the face. So I don't know. He pushed Kate Moss down the stairs. I heard this from two people, and this was fresh in my mind, she said at the time. I had no idea. He pushed Kate Moss down the stairs.
Has she heard from two people that he did that?
She said she heard it from two people.
Yeah, see? Come on.
Believe it at all? Do you believe this at all?
No.
Melissa?
No. No. I think they're both crazy, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. The drugs were over the top, right? He was in full-blown opiate addiction.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But, Melissa, I'm going to ask you, because you're reasonable, and I'm hoping Stanley's still here. She was saying all this horrific shit about hitting and pushing. Okay, good. Amber was saying all this stuff about hitting and pushing. He's drunk and rage and jealousy, and he swung at her and this, and he knocked her down, and he broke a bottle. And she still had the nerve to say, we're going to get married, and we're looking forward to getting married.
Yeah,
but that's what I don't understand. Beautiful and Brian, I don't understand why would Johnny Depp accept that? Why would you accept to be with a woman that pushed you?
Did you hear what I just said? That he was
Go
in
ahead.
Full-blown opiate addiction, alcohol addiction, right?
Okay, so you're saying it's the opioids and the alcohol and everything that basically brought
him just messed up.
To
To accept that?
Wow.
Did you see the pictures she took of him? All passed out with food all over him and knotted out. Yeah.
But I don't understand. You're worth $300 million. How could you?
I know.
I don't understand.
I know.
Beautiful. I don't understand. You know?
Me either. But just because you have money doesn't mean that you don't have lots of problems.
Yeah, but there's a lot of men like me that are working hard to have money to become at that level. And we think that those people at that level are supposed to be the example for us men.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. There may be a lesson in this morass, and that is maybe it's better to work toward it than to ever achieve it.
Well,
what do you think?
Yeah.
Well, more money, more problems.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking because there's got to be a hidden message here that's obviously not so hidden, and that is this: is, you know, look, I'm really, really into these Amish now, the Amish and the Mennonites, and I am just so focused. Now, they have an attractive lifestyle. Some of it's not attractive, but they tend to live fairly healthy lifestyles, but it's all surrounding work. And so I guess, because I ask myself the same question, Stanley, I say, look, Johnny Depp has all this money, can do any, with that amount of money, there's nothing that a person can't purchase.
Yeah.
There are no,
the standard is so high that you shouldn't even allow a woman to even do something to you with that kind
of
money.
Right, so no needs and actually no wants either. So why can't he take up something that's healthy, get addicted to cycling or running or walking or something reasonable?
Yeah.
No, they have to turn to drugs, which are very, very destructive.
You know what's even more addictive, Mr. Solution? You know what's even more addictive than drugs? Is to have a control over a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, Melissa. Mm. And that ultimately will destroy you. That ultimately will destroy
that
any
an
corporate
addiction
person.
That bites back.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If you, you know, once you guys know. Once you have,
but that's
kind
of vain too, because think about it. I'm ruining this person's life and mine.
Right.
And that's supposed to be some sort of goal. Come on.
It's addictive.
But Mr. Solution
Let me just throw this at you, and then I certainly want to hear what you have to say. I think the best money spent would be on a good therapist. Couch.
Mr. Solution.
They have them.
They were surrounded by a personal doctor, registered nurses, therapists, psychiatrists. They lived with them.
but beautiful. I think that depends on the therapist that you get. I truly believe if Mr. Johnny Depp would have gone to see Tony Robbins and said, I want a personal session with him, he would have fucking told him, like, this.
I'm sure they needed Tony Robbins.
He probably had him
over there doing MDMA over there with him. No, I'm being a smart ass. The ecstasy.
Is that a joke?
Mr.
I mean, what is the MDMA?
No.
What is
it? I made it. MDMA.
It's ecstasy, Mr. Solution.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think Tommy Robbins is
beautiful?
He was attached to Elton John. It was a little bit weird
at the hours he used to appear, but other than that, he seemed to live a pretty healthy lifestyle. Go ahead.
Yeah, because beautiful. There was a video. I don't think maybe you should go see it and everything. That was a woman, I think like almost like Amber. That was a total bitch that basically went to Tony Robbins. It was live and everything. And she was a total bitch. And Tony Robbins just basically, just went through the whole shit and just demolished her. Made her realize, yes, you're a total bitch. And almost like Amber. Like you're basically not doing this for that. And this. He has a reputation. That depends what kind of therapy you want. Do you want a therapy that's going to fix your solution, or you want a therapy that's going to listen to you for years and years and years? Tony Robbins doesn't have years. He has a reputation. He's like, look, I give you one session or two, and that's it. No 20 session, no 30 session. There's one session or two. That's it. And
so this was like tough
to
love.
Him.
He was really strict on her, kind of like a tough
yes,
love.
When it was live, it was like she was a total bitch saying, oh, I'm not going to give myself to my man. I'm not going to give myself to my husband until he does that. And he basically said, so basically you're trading. You're not even in a relationship. You're a traitor. You're trading. You're not, you're tit for tat. You're basically, I'm going to just give you a little love if you give me this. That's not a relationship. That's trading.
Now, based on what
you know?
Stanley says, I'm going to have to revise my earlier conclusion. And that is, a lot of these therapists and other, say, healthcare workers, they just kind of cater. They become yes people to these people.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't really help them. They just basically help them over the cliff. And that's bad. I think that's
think
a disgrace.
That
I think
the
that's
first
a disgrace
time I'd ever...
to their profession.
There's many. Think about the Beach Boy guy, Brian Wilson, who was held basically by some guru psychiatrist in his house for years.
Well, you can say John Lennon, too. You can say John Lennon, who was influenced by Yoko Ono as his spiritual guide.
It can be, you know.
You get to a point.
But I think it goes back to what Mr. Solution and Beautiful Day. Maybe they don't want to fix their. Maybe they don't want to fix the problem. Did you ever think that? Some people just want to. With that kind of money, Tony Robbins would have resolved that in one session. I guarantee it. It would have been tough love. He would have said, and because he has a reputation, there's a tape that says creating last change. He said, I have many clients that are popular, basically. And he said, he tell them from the first day, it is one session I'm giving you. That's it. And plus, to make it even worse, he says, before even you meet me, you gotta give me example that you really want to change. I'm not going to waste my time if you're going to be tit for tat. Please show me, give me example, give me suggestion that you're really going to change, because if you don't want to change, I don't even want to waste 1 minute with you. So basically,
come to my private island in the Bahamas and have a visit with me, Tony. Come there. Think about this.
Yeah, Fuji.
They're just
the Fuji Island, the Fuji
wealthy.
Island that he has, the old one. Yeah.
No, I'm saying
you're fucking
Gavin.
Worth $300 million, beautiful. You're worth $300 million. Who are you going to get as therapist? Are you going to get a therapist that is going to fix your solution in 1 year? Fine. It cost me $1 million.
They didn't want it,
but
like
I got
said.
Fixed.
Right.
They really
didn't
want the help.
And look,
yeah,
I'm not saying that will always work, but I think given the other options, that has the best probability of working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus, don't forget, he has a reputation. Can you imagine if he would have said, man, I fixed Johnny Depp? Then you put a videotape and said, oh, Johnny Depp does a testimony. I went to Tony Robbins, and he really helped me on my relationship. There you go. Boost even more people.
Right.
That's how he does it.
But now the thing about Tony Robbins, and I know this is not an impediment, but how much does he charge per session?
Oh, he charges a lot. Privately?
Yeah, I mean,
privately?
I like Tony Robbins. I really like
him. Yeah, I do too. There was a lady I once knew, and she had all of his tapes. But the interesting thing, she never listened to them. She loaned them to me, and I did. But at any rate, give me a ballpark figure as to how much he would charge.
I wouldn't be surprised he would charge $500,000 or something for the whole
thing.
Wow.
He charges $650 for general admission ticket to his when he goes on his speaking
arrangement. I'm talking one-on-one.
I have it here. For him to coach you, let's do it. Okay, Mr. Solution, let's play this game. Mr. Solution, how much? For him, he has a minimum of a 6 month package. For 6 months.
Oh, okay. 6 months, $12,000.
Lower.
I'm
gonna
go higher than that,
Melissa.
Oh, lower. Okay.
Really?
I was gonna say lower. Now you just, I'm gonna say 10,000.
Ooh, lower, Stanley, lower. Wait a minute.
Oh, well.
For 6 months. Wait.
Did you say 6 months, Brian?
6 months is lower. 6 months is lower. Okay,
wait,
give you one more.
I'm saying six months
is lower than 7,000. It's lower than 7,000 for 6 months.
Oh, 5,000?
Lower.
Mm-hmm.
For 6 months?
Yeah. For 6 months.
3,000?
Well, wait a minute. His fee will range between 4,500 to over 6,000 for 6 months. For 18 months,
he'll
charge $8,500 to over $15,000 for a year. That's pretty low.
Wow.
That is
very
reasonable.
Yeah. So let's say he for Johnny Depp, when it's like pay me $50K and I'll resolve it. $50K is nothing. It's like $1 for Johnny Depp.
Could have tipped him
okay.
that amount. He could have tipped him that amount.
Yeah, $50K and I give you $10,000 pay. $50K.
Yeah.
Same thing with Will Smith. Same thing with Will Smith. Bring him there.
Yeah, I mean,
wait a
that's
minute.
Pretty
you
up.
Think Will? Well, I know. I believe Will Smith needs help, but you don't put Will
yes.
Smith in the same category as Johnny Depp, do you?
No.
Will Smith, I'm even more disappointed because Will Smith is a good person.
Yes.
Will Smith is a person who doesn't take drugs. Will Smith is a person that has that motivation. He's even higher in my standard than Johnny Depp because he's not cuckoo for cuckoo puffs like which he doesn't do those things.
Just a moment. I want to get you guys' feedback. Speaking of drugs for just a moment, but I'm looking at something that may be socially acceptable. What do you guys think of energy drinks? Are those healthy or
no.
unhealthy?
I don't think they're terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I don't think they're addictive, are they?
You
think energy drinks are addictive? I don't think they're addictive.
No, but Brian, if you take an energy drinks with some Viagra or some stuff, you could have heart problems. There was a person, popular person who died yesterday because he did that. Very popular YouTube person, Kevin Samuel died yesterday because of that.
Okay, both of you guys,
I want to get you to
energy drinks because, well, they are kind of, I'm interested
Wait,
in.
I kind of scratch what I said. They can be highly addictive. That's what I'm reading here. They can
put your heart rate very high. Like you said,
exactly.
If you put any drink only, it's not going to do anything. But if you put energy drinks with something else,
even just the energy drinks themselves.
Yeah, that's
right.
What I'm thinking. Just the energy
yeah.
drink
yeah.
themselves. Yeah. So
I
you guys,
I think somebody, I agree. Did
you guys
die in football? Yeah, did
you
guys die in football?
Oh God, no! I did about maybe 15 years ago. I tried them. I was moving.
Yeah.
I think that to keep energized, I think I had like. Two in that span, like 2 days. And when you crash, oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I heard.
The crash was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I use that energy drink when I needed to study. And like you said,
you guys talked over Melissa.
Yeah.
And what was horrible, Melissa?
The crash when it wore off. It's like I couldn't even think. I couldn't move. It was like crashed.
We only have that much time. Melissa, I want to ask you something because I didn't get the reference here. I'm only doing this because you guys can't see the time. I can see the time. We only got 10 minutes left. Well, I think you probably have a good answer to this. Amber was on a stand, and she was talking about Johnny drinking tea, and she kept mentioning a lot of tea, and it referred to his liver.
I don't know what she meant by that, but she did say it over and over and over again.
Somebody was
wondering if it was kratom,
which is
supposedly
a natural. I know that.
Yeah, but she really wanted to drive that home.
She did, didn't she? A lot of tea.
A lot of tea. A lot.
Of tea, yeah.
I think
but somebody said they, it's, I don't, maybe, I don't, somebody was saying that it could have been kratom, which is a supposed natural thing people use to withdraw from opiates. I don't know that much about it.
Well, I think you're spot on, Melissa. I think you're spot on because it says here, four best teas for liver detox and repair liver function.
Yeah.
So I think you're spot on in that area because then she mentioned liver, and I'm trying to put it together.
I just kept saying it.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of tea, lots of tea, lots of tea.
She did.
And you're
you
like,
know,
what?
I'm
going to
tell you this, and water is probably the best.
Yeah.
What I say, cleanser. Yeah, water flushes the body out. And when I hear people talking about cleansers, they often don't.
Good for the liver.
Yeah, they don't deal with water, just plain water. But with tea, it may enhance its cleansing effect.
And wait, since we're having, it sounds good. Now, you know, I don't mean to be rude or anything, but we're going into this area, this other area. I just want to ask some questions. There was a part where Amber said on the stand that Johnny introduced his little girl to weed. So she did you see that? It was like, and she had her boyfriend. It was some boyfriend that was over 18, and she was alluding to that.
It's a mess.
Did that hurt him? You guys, was that a hit? You think that's a hit that hurt him? Yeah,
how old was she? You didn't say. You said little girl.
Maybe
14,
14.
Right?
Yeah.
She was 14.
Yeah.
Oh, 14. Okay.
14. Was that a hit that hurt him? That really hit hard? What do you guys think? Or
prove it.
Now that we.
It's hearsay.
You
it's
mean
hearsay.
If true? If true? See,
yeah.
That always has to be weighed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there any supporting or substantiating evidence?
I'm going to say it's true. I'm going to say it's true.
Wait,
I don't know.
What's the
I don't know.
That
wait a minute.
True.
Wait a minute. I'm just saying. I have a feeling that it could be true. Again, I'm just guessing, like you guys.
That's inadmissible.
It's his character about his decisions and what kind of decisions he makes and if he's out of control and he's not paying attention and, you know, and these kids are with him and he's still out of control, it could go to this guy has no control whatsoever. You know what I'm trying to say? He doesn't know what he's doing. And
you have to have evidence to support your contention.
Well, she said she saw it. She said she saw it.
But it's coming from, she's the sole source.
Well, it's her testimony. She's on the stand. She's not supposed to lie.
Oh, please.
You're playing devil's advocate right now.
I am, Melissa. I have to. There are some people on the other side.
let me ask you this question. Have you ever been on the witness stand and lied? Come on.
He would
never
really lie. Well, listen, you have me put away. I didn't lie.
Okay,
didn't
you just stretch. You just stretched reality.
Yeah, I kind of stretched it.
I get it.
Come on, but is that? It's okay. Let's just say, and I'll say, I'm gonna say. Again, I don't know Johnny. I'm not around there or anything. I'm just listening, and I'm just a guy. But when I hear that, is it true? I would say 100%. And the reason I would say it, if he's that open with his drug use, I mean, he's not just experimenting with one thing. I mean, there's coke and crystal meth, and there's Molly, and there's we're going to pills and weed. I got a feeling these kids, see, we keep thinking kids who are like 18 and under that, you know, they're still innocent kids and they don't know what's going on. Kids today who are 13, 14, They know what's up. They read, they hear, they know what's going on between those two. Because I don't think Amber's sober. I mean, she's coming off like she's sober and she's an angel and watching this shit. She's doing this shit, too. Like, for instance, if you date a smoker, let's go with Stanley. Stanley will not date a smoker. He will not date a smoker. Would you, Stanley? Would you date somebody who smokes?
Nope.
Exactly.
Well, some people are around people that use drugs and they don't.
Really?
Nope.
Pot.
Well,
I don't
smoking
know.
Pot or whatever.
But I don't know if
yeah,
I would put him in my
I
inner
would not
circle
date. That's
my inner circle would be those people that I could relax with and they're doing, they like the same thing I'm doing. Like, for instance, I hang around. Now, I haven't been smoking. I'm not saying I'm a non-smoker. I haven't smoked in 2 months. I cannot
good
yet
you,
put down
Brian.
A chip. Thank you. I cannot put down a chip. But I'm just saying, as a smoker, I wanted to be around other smokers. I don't want to be around a non-smoker who's telling me blah, 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 you know?
And a smoker wouldn't want you to be around them.
Right.
And what about the
so
place
just,
they said they went to, that trailer park upscale trailer park?
Yeah. Right.
And they were all there doing doing shrooms.
She
all
called it happy
Hollywood
drugs.
People, all these,
she
yeah.
she called it happy
drugs,
remember? Yeah. She goes, we're doing happy drugs. And it was, you're right, it was shrooms and it was Molly, you know, they were doing ecstasy.
So they all get together and just go and spend loads of money and all get screwed up.
Yeah. Because you're
waste
bored.
Some money.
Well, you know, like Stanley was saying, you know how to go through $300 million, do you know how long it takes to – I don't know if a human being can go through $300 million, you know, because he's still making interest.
If you start buying wine and wasting it at $30,000 a pop, you can run through it pretty rapidly.
Well, that's
what
happened.
Did you hear about the wines and
– Yeah.
Yeah,
$30,000 – go ahead. What?
I was like, wow, go ahead, Brian.
No, I'm with you guys, but it's only 5 minutes, and Latia's here, and King's here.
Oh,
I want to give, I want to give Latia something. Yeah. She's hanging on the show,
Brian, one thing, just before you leave and everything, are you doing your show every day now, or sometime not, or
yes,
sometime
my friend.
You are?
Yes, my friend. I was
okay, because at Blog Talk on Radio, it said 1 week you didn't do it, 1 week you did. 3 days you did it, 2 days you didn't do it.
So you do it every day.
He is very irregular.
So you do it every day.
I
so
mean,
it's blocked.
You talk about irregularity. Oh my goodness.
Oh, come on.
He needs prunes.
Yeah, I know. What is Laverne said the funniest thing. Brian's like a drunk person.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. I was working at I was working on a project.
Okay, that's
and
why.
It took me away.
People
but if
are
you
looking
can,
for consistency, Brian.
I know. I'm sorry.
But it's good. It's
but
good. You came at the perfect time, Brian, because Monday we're going to have to talk about the whole abortion thing. We're going to have to talk about the crazy president who's crazy, whatever. Your crazy Biden president.
Well, we
none
will
of us
talk
are claiming him, Stanley. None of us are claiming him. No.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely not.
Jesus.
No.
This guy.
And remember,
Brian,
I just want you to remember, some people are tolerating him. Just remember that.
I know.
You have to.
But Mr. Solution, I'm sorry to say, there's a lot of people who say, well, Trump wasn't that bad. He was maybe bad.
Oh, wait a minute.
Did
you hear what Trump did? Trump wanted to put, what did Trump want to do? Send a bomb to Mexico and clear out the cartel? He wanted to bomb Mexico.
Well,
if you look at what they do, I mean, you may kind of, that may be plausible.
Oh, come on.
I don't care what he, like I've told you a lot of time, Brian. It's
not
what he says that's important. It's what he does. That's what I want to know. Did he do it? No. There you go. He's a big talker. He's not a doer.
Still alive. I mean, they get gruesome.
Exactly.
Well, it is getting that time again with the mid, the elections going on. It is heating up with the abortion thing. And it is going crazy.
Oh,
we will talk.
No.
Women are going berserk, Brian. Women are going berserk because they can't abort anymore.
That's lunacy. Yeah. Because women have to it's just use the available contraceptives. And the thing is I just can't see all of this steam behind killing little innocent babies. I mean, that is just over the top.
Wait, let's ask what's here.
Go ahead, Latia.
Yeah. No, well, we're going to go into podcast for a little bit, but I want to get Latia's
go into
that.
Podcast.
Latia, are you there? I'm hoping she's not mad at me. You got a beautiful child, and you're about maybe 23. Are you 23? About
25.
Okay, you're 25. Beautiful child and everything. Latia, was there ever a thought about abortion?
With my daughter, yeah.
Really? Walk me through it.
Because I only wanted my son to be the only baby, and I wasn't planning on having another baby. And I was like, nah, I got to get rid of the baby. Then when I told my mama, she was like, nah. But I didn't want to have a baby by her dad because her dad is not, present no more. Because he listening to his dad. We did the DNA test and it came back that she's his. But I don't know if he did or whatever. But at the end of the day, I mean, I don't care. He living his life like my daughter doesn't exist. So, I mean, if I did would have gotten an abortion, she wouldn't have been here. So.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Are you glad that you didn't? I know that's a stupid question. I have to ask it.
I'm happy that I did.
Oh, you did get one. Oh, you did.
No,
she didn't.
No,
she didn't.
I wanted to get an abortion with her.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't because my mom says she don't believe in that.
Right.
So now, I wanted my son to be the only baby.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question, because this will deal with the other side of rape and incest. Your daughter is from a man that who's not in your life, and I don't know how you feel towards him, but when you look at your daughter, do you think of the father of the baby?
I mean, to me, a lot of people say she don't look like her dad, but a lot of people say she look like her granddaddy. Either way, she resembles him. So it's like, I'll be like, dang, okay, you 2 years old now, and your dad still haven't yet called or checked upon you, but will say that I'm trying to keep you away. So it makes me mad, but I don't take it out on her. It's just the fact that if we did all this DNA and all this stuff just for you to get the confirmation, you still not here. Yeah, it makes me mad. A lot of people say, oh, put him on child support. Oh, girl, you stupid guy. I would have been having him on child support. I don't want to deal with this man at all. Y'all,
Wow. There you go, guys. Stanley. Ask Latia the question, because she's in a demographic. And how do you feel about Latia? Do you think abortion should still be legal, or you think that it – how do you feel about abortion at all?
I feel like if you know you're not ready to have a baby, then you need to learn how to use a rubber. If you know you're ready, then okay. But some people just do it just for the heck of it. They do it because they didn't think they want to have a baby by a certain person, or they just do it because they be out of something about it. I don't think abortion is good, because the more abortions you have, the more you mess up your insides, and then when you really want to have a baby, it'll be hard for you to have a baby. So, I mean, for somebody to be punished for getting an abortion, it's like you're killing a life, So in Georgia, if the baby has a heartbeat, you cannot get an abortion. They will make you have that baby regardless. So, and if they do end up still having an abortion, they would end up going to jail. So that's the law they don't pass up in here in Georgia.
Now, do you have friends, Latia, that I'm going to say this, that don't even just acting crazy, acting like a fool, saying, hey, you could get pregnant, and they're just crossing their fingers, or maybe there's some who want to have a baby. Do you have any friends that says, you know what, I just want to have a baby, I don't care by who? Do you have any of those friends?
No.
Okay.
If I did,
okay.
I'll remember it.
Okay, because you sound like you're reasonable, and you made the right decision. I don't know. You're the demographic that I say, I don't know. I mean, Stanley, Mr. Solution, Melissa, help me out. There's some questions before we go off the air, and we get teased it next week about abortion.
I mean, I didn't want to have two children because, you know, especially with two different dads. But things
right.
happen. And then not only, having two toddlers is hard, especially if you're doing it by yourself. And then when you
yeah.
don't have the support from the dads, it's like you're doing it all by yourself. So it's like...
Right. How come you don't go after the dad, though? I mean, I know you want nothing to do with him, but he has a responsibility.
I mean,
that is his daughter.
It is, and I texted him the other day. I was like, damn, she can't even get a happy birthday or a happy new year. You live your life like she doesn't exist. I didn't get no response. So my mom was like, well, do you know his social security number? No, I don't, but I know his birthday and all that. She's like, well, as long as you got his name, his birthday, they'll find him. I said, yeah, they will. But my mama feel like if I put him on child support, it's going to change something. It's not going to change the fact that she still don't have her dad. You know what I'm saying? Because I even told him, I was like, you the one, you know just as well as I do what took place that day. Like, so don't sit here and try to be stupid when your dad asks you a question. Like, if he telling you to be honest, just be honest. Like, if you got me pregnant, say you got me pregnant. I know you did just as well as you. So when we took the first pregnancy test, he tried to say, oh, my baby is not his baby. And his dad was like, well, how could you say that when she looks just like your side of the family? And I'm like, I'm not going to put a baby on somebody that I know I did not have sex with. Like, I'm not going to do that. So it's
right.
I just wish, you know, he can just grow up. But his dad loved to say, but you know, he got ADHD. ADHD is not going to stop nobody from having sex and having a baby. Like, that's just
right,
not.
Right.
And then
what
he talked about,
What made you go to bed with this? Was he a good guy in the beginning and then he just turned bad guy? Or did you know that this, you know, things happen? I know, you know, I know things happen. But was he a person that, what made you trust this guy and you actually trust him to a point where you guys were really intimate and together?
So I met her dad, Jalen, at school. I met her dad at school when I was in high school. So,
okay.
You know, he was real cool and everything. So I never thought, you know, he would be, you know, would turn out to be like that. We dated a couple
of
times. And then when we, because he stopped talking to me, so he tried to make it feel like I stopped talking to him right now. So when we didn't talk for a year, I had moved back home in April when my son was only 10 months. So when July came around, he asked if he can see me. So I was like, okay, yeah, I ain't seen you in a long time. So, you know, you could just come to my house and hang with me. And then we went a couple of places, but I never would have thought that, you know, when he asked that question, I was like, nah, I'm good. But the thing about it is, I think I said that because my mama was home. But even if my mom was home, you know, I don't think I would have did it. But I just feel like I was kind of like stupid too, and was so caught up in the moment that I was so dumb enough to say yeah. But I never thought that he would be a person to sit there and say, well, I haven't seen you or talked to you in a year, so I don't know if I'm the daddy or not. And I'm like, boy. How could you not say you're not the dad when you know clearly what happened? Like, I told his dad the whole story, and his dad was like, so did this happen? Everything that she said, did it happen? I said, tell him. Don't sit there and lie. Like, be honest. Like, what's the point of lying?
Mm-hmm.
And he still was lying. I'm like, this boy is a whole mess. So his dad was like, well, we just going to do the DNA test and go see. When the DNA test told him that my baby is his baby, he's still not here. But it's fine. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, things happen. That's his loss and not mine. So,
well,
if
other men
out there is willing, you know, to love my baby, so okay.
There is. I mean, I'm one of them. I mean, my girlfriend, Cindy, I don't have children of my own. She has three beautiful, well, they're adults. They're men now. And I am their papa, and I love them. I didn't make them, but I love them to death. And you're right. There are good men out there that will love you even with a child because it's about you, you know?
Well, Brian.
Yes, Mr. Solution. Give Latia some advice, my friend, because she's one of us.
Well, I don't know about that per se, but I want to get back to this this whole situation of Supreme Court. I think the moral arc is going to be that going to come down in favor of life. Now, I think what this is going to do is force some women, because women are the bearers. That's what nature has done. And if we come at it not from necessarily a theological, but just a philosophical and natural perspective, nature has imbued or endowed women with the capacity to gestate the offspring. And as a result of that, they're just going to have what the states are saying. They're not going to make it illegal. Abortion is not going to be illegal. They'll never do that. But it's going to be greatly curtailed or diminished simply because the states will now oversee it. And last count, 26 states are going to ban it. I believe that's the way it is. And 24 are somewhere. But I think most states are leaning toward banning it, especially this abortion on demand. And so I think that's proper because there are many other ways. And this was argued in Roe versus Wade in the initial discussion about abortion, that there are other avenues other than abortion because it's really brutal. And it's an attack against the most defenseless. And so, I mean, I have to come down on the side of life, and therefore we need to talk about other methods than abortion. We need to talk about adoption. We need to talk about proper contraceptives, and that sort of thing. But just to have abortion as a go-to, I think that's... And we could ultimately be judged for that because I'm just going to say my belief is that God judges nations, and he could bring down some hellish consequences on us.
Well, I believe that. But, you know, I did a really extreme example. I go to extreme. And just bear with me. It's so extreme. It's just like bizarre sci-fi world. But first I'm going to ask one question before I say that. Stanley, do you always use contraceptives when you are in an intimate with a woman? Always.
Well, wait. If that woman is my girlfriend from a long time and I know she's using the pill and we both agree that she's using the pill, that's different. But if you're a woman that I don't know, like you doing the sex in the club like you've been doing and doing things like that. I gotta put two rubbers because you never know sex in the club. I don't want to be like you, but you know I put two rubbers with this sex in the club. So I gotta overprotect myself.
I know.
Well, if we go to those extremes, I just say a handshake and a kiss on the cheek is sufficient.
Yeah, because sex in the club, like Brian, out of nowhere, you know, I don't know. I was with Brian. Okay, I got a two.
Oh,
those are three rubbers in that case. You were Brian. You got me, Brian.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Triple up.
But yeah. I'm just saying that. It is hard. Before we judge anybody.
But I got to trust her. If it's a woman, she got to be my girlfriend. I got to trust her. And she better never come with me. I forgot the pill.
Look. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead. But I want to interject because Stanley said something really crucial, Brian, and I don't know if you picked up.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is, and this is the crux of the matter, I believe.
Yes.
In sex, Okay, the feeling is really what makes sex sex, right? And
okay.
Women have the better birth control has been developed for women because they ovulate every 28 days, right?
Okay.
So it's easier for scientists to develop a pill that interrupts ovulation. However, with the male, since the men and some women's groups have been against that because developing an effective birth control pill for men because they said it would limit women's choices, so get a load of that. But the fact of the matter is it is far more difficult to create an effective minimum side effect birth control pill for men because we are producing sperm every day, probably on the hour. And so it's harder to get a safe and effective birth control pill for men.
I know you heard that one, too.
But Mr. Solution,
was saying, if the woman is on the pill and he trusts her because she has the better source of birth control, that's what I wanted to make clear. Go ahead.
Yeah, but Mr. Solution,
there's many different types of birth control. At one time, I had an IUD, and there was no way that I could remove that myself. It had to be removed by the doctor. And that lasts, I think, 3 to 4 years.
But the point still stands that you guys, science has developed the best birth control for you, safe and effective.
Did you know that the ancient Egyptians invented the IUD? They, for some reason, put a pebble into the womb. And did you know that fertilization happens when you have an IUD? But it can't implant to the wall. Yeah, it can't implant. So
right, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we can quibble. I mean, we as a society can quibble about the various forms, like, say, for example, RU486, that's an abortifacient, which is similar to what you were saying about the IUD. But the point is there are about 17, last count, I counted about 17, the patch, the IUD, the sponge. Remember, Seinfeld made an episode about the sponge. Her sponges.
Yeah.
So there are just so many for women, but not for men.
Don't forget a diaphragm.
Well, yeah, and there's also the women's condom, the female
condom. Yep.
There's a female condom also. So the fact of the matter is,
we're thinking logically, but we can agree that most sex happen on impulse. No man, even if you're married, even if you have a girlfriend, can predict you're going to have sex that night, even if you're married. It's like, okay, tonight we're going to have.
That's not true. That's
come
just
on.
Patently not true.
I think that's true. Brian, look, you are
an outlier defender, okay?
No, he's playing the devil's advocate again. You guys are all
that's fine. I kick the devil's tush all the time.
I'm just saying that majority of the time, if you're single, if you're single, you don't know when you're going to get laid. And you go to
that's
a party, you go here, you go here.
Nope. Especially if you're married and everything, you're supposed to. Nope, that is not true. If you're married, except if you accept to be in a sexless marriage.
Come on, Brian. Now, you accuse me of being the least sexually. And when I was much more sexually active.
I think Latia was trying to – okay, I understand. Wait a minute. Hold on. Latia, were you trying to say something? I could barely hear you. Latia?
No, I was saying – okay, so when I was in a relationship with my son's dad, and sometimes he'll call him from work, and I would want to, like, you know, have sex and stuff. That boy would not touch me. Like, he would take his shower, eat his food, and go to sleep. So you got to – sometimes it's true. You're not going to always have sex when you want it. Like, even when you're married, if your husband, your wife come home and she's tired and she don't want to be dealing with you, she ain't going to give you nothing.
Right. Well,
y'all both.
I think what happens is, sometimes I look at the European culture or the British culture and other cultures versus the American culture. We're more puritanical and really backwards sexually. We don't like to talk about it. We like to sort of back into it, and it could be done in a much more appropriate way. But, Brian, I completely and utterly reject your contention.
Of course you do.
I don't know. There's a lot of things happen with female anatomy. She could be tired or approaching her cycle or whatever. It's not a go-to. I don't believe that even if you're in a relationship, you're going to think when you leave that house in the morning, okay, baby, tonight we're going to have sex, we'll have wine and everything. There's a lot of things can happen throughout the day that it's not going to always happen that it's a go-to.
Right, but that's not generally the case.
What do you mean? How are you configuring that into this whole thing? I don't get it.
Because y'all could be in a car accident. Y'all could be mad. Anything can happen throughout the day. So, I mean, you don't even know if you're going to come home safe
or not. A car accident?
Right.
Right. But look, let's move this ball. Okay. We're talking about in the context of a relative healthy relationship.
Exactly.
Relative.
I know what you mean. You
right.
It's an anticipation that it usually is going to happen. Okay.
And if it doesn't happen, that in and of itself is going to create a dysfunction because
mm-hmm.
it's going to be frustration.
Yeah.
But we can move. You're right. But we can move the ball to the way to the other side. You know, everybody's talking about abortion. Okay. But nobody's talking about the morning after pill. It's still legal. Nobody's talking about getting it off the shelf.
Oh, that's going to come in. I read it's going to come into it. I read that.
But I did. I talked about that is one of the forms of birth control for women. I didn't have a list.
Morning after pill is not birth control. Morning after pill is you're aborting the baby.
Terminology for it.
You're aborting the baby.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Brian.
What is it called? R something? Yeah.
No. Let me just say, and I know a little bit about this. The birth control pill, and I heard it from a gynecologist. The morning after pill is just a stronger dosage of the birth control pill. Now this goes into women needing to be of proper weight because a fat woman there's more of disbursement of the drug. In other words, the drug doesn't have its potency. Fat reduces the potency even of the morning after pill. So the morning after pill is just an upward dosage of the birth control pill. It's not RU486 per se.
You're absolutely right, Mr. I recount what I said. You're absolutely right. They do have it as a type of emergency birth control. They do have
a simple deduction should have taken you there, but okay, you're
not
playing
really.
The fool's advocate. I mean the devil's advocate.
I'm not. You stop it.
The fool's advocate.
Get away from that curtain. Quit trying to get away from the curtain.
That was a Freudian slip, Brian.
I love it when men talk about women's bodies. I love it.
I know, right?
Well, it's comical, you guys came from us.
I mean,
I love debating this from an evolutionary standpoint. And evolution won't get you to man and woman. It can't. It's a blind, mindless, unguided process. So you've got to have a mind in there. And the best mind has told us that the man gave birth first, if you please. In other words, you guys came from our rib. And when you look at the male and female anatomy, you can actually see it. You can see the relationship between, like, the testes and the ovaries. I mean, there you have it.
And the clitoris looks like a small penis. I know the whole thing.
You can see the magnificent, the brilliant alterations that conform you into a female from the male. Go ahead.
Or it could have been the other way.
Well, no. What evidence is there for it in the
review? I'm just kidding.
You're going to make his head explode, Melissa. You're going to make
his head explode. It's some baby that be born with two penises. Now what?
Yeah, but that's an aberration.
Yeah.
I think that women, this is my stance. Was abortion ever for me? No.
Yeah.
But I believe that it's a right that needs to be open for any woman that wants it.
But you
That's
guys should be glad that we are conversant with what goes on with you. And by the way, it was Dr. Haas, Charles Earl Haas, H-A-A-S, that invented the modern-day tampon.
He was good. I liked him. I appreciate that he did that.
Let me tell you this, Melissa. If it weren't for men being interested in women's bodies, you guys' bodies wouldn't be in as good a shape as they are now. You guys wouldn't even live as long.
I don't know about that.
You may not know about it because you're being the fool's advocate. I mean, the devil's advocate.
I really believe that. I don't know, but women are very smart. They're very – they will come up with something, maybe better. I don't know. We had the problem with the tampon. We had the problem with this, with the toxic shock, and we had everything. Nothing's perfect. It depends on people's
bodies.
But
you know the problem with the toxic shock, right? Do you recall what the problem was there?
Yeah, I don't think he remembers what it was. No. I know you don't.
Well, we can read about it. Do you know what the problem was there, Brian?
They turned blue.
It did its job too well. And women were leaving it in.
Sponges, little tiny sponges in these tampons that came out in the 80s. And they worked really well. But they were full of little tiny synthetic sponge particle, which was more easily to attract bacteria and things rather than the regular normal cotton tampon. That's where it started.
Yeah, but I think overall, Melissa, that the women were leaving them in for a protracted period of time in order for the bacteria to grow.
Can you imagine?
Well, that is true.
No.
They left them in a little bit. They did misuse it.
Yeah, they left them in a lot too long.
But did you know that toxic shock could kill you? It says here,
It did kill some of them. And also, if you look at the top gynecologists, this is for you, Brian. The top gynecologists, the most women always do is follow in the footsteps of men. All right, because men have always been the top gynecologists, and they still are, okay? And the thing of it is we've had this kind of struggle between men and women, which is fine, and that'll probably go on until the end of time. But actually, men have tremendously benefited women, have increased women's lives. Wait a minute. Let me just get the statement out, damn it. Men have increased women's lives immeasurably, including limiting their stress levels, not having them participate in war, which I hope that will change, because look at the Ukrainian women. And men have just made it very comfortable, particularly for first world women.
I don't want to go to war. I don't want to do that.
Well, but see, you can say that. Imagine the privilege of being able to utter such a statement. That's a super privilege.
I have a lot of gratitude for that. I do.
There you go, and I appreciate that gratitude. Now, Brian, what I want you to do is shut the hell up. I'm just kidding.
What did I do? Come at me. I didn't say a word, you little draft dodger.
I know you have a smart ass.
I didn't say a word, you draft dodger.
I think what the Supreme Court is going to do is turn it over to the states and say, you guys handle it. And that is within the bailiwick constitutionally of the states.
They're going to end up doing that. They're going to end up doing that, give everybody
absolutely
facts. But just the fact.
And look,
that
adoption,
secret,
it will save lives.
Fact,
like, women won't have kids that they don't want that would have to be aborted because they will look at it more pragmatically. And there will be more adoptions. I really, really appreciate adopting a child that a woman adopting a child out that a woman can't take care of. And with loving people who adoptive parents.
There's a lot of red tape. A lot of loving people don't get to adopt a child. I mean, it's not like it's cut and dry. Like a couple gets together.
We need to reduce the red.
Exactly.
I agree with you. There is too much BS.
Before we go, there is a case. Stanley left. I wanted him to talk about it. There is a case. I want to know if you guys agree with this. This is the, we call it the last question, and then have a great weekend, everybody. But this is a case here. I think it's in California. It's this woman. She was, I think you guys read about it. She was in jail, but she didn't do it. She got, you know, they found out that, I don't know how many years she spent in jail. But they released her because the evidence shows she was not the person who committed this murder. So she was in prison falsely. Okay. Story doesn't stop there. She happens to be a Latino, a Mexican immigrant. You guys, it just came out 2 days ago. Now, the problem of it is they're saying, we're sorry you didn't commit the murder, but we incarcerated you and blah, blah, blah. Okay. But now we're going to deport you. Because you're not a citizen. So we falsely imprisoned you for a number of years. Our bad. You're out now. But since you're not a citizen, we're going to deport you. Now, here's the problem. They're going to put her in some
holding tank.
So they're going to hold her. And here's the deal. Sometimes they said that's even worse than deportation because they will hold her into this holding thing before they deport her. And they're saying sometimes that's even worse being deported because now you're part of this system that you're not getting the health care, you're not getting all this other care, blah, blah, blah. Or you can be deported and we let you go. Now, here's the thing. Is the state trying to say we made a mistake, but we don't want you to sue us, but you're not really a citizen, so we're going to deport you? Is this, you think this is a dirty deal that the government did to this woman, that now that we don't want any civil action against us or whoever, against the cops or whatever, so we're going to threaten this deportation? Do you think that's what's going on here? Because I have no idea what's going on here.
I have a question. What would any other country entertain this? If a person is in a country illegally, that greatly curtails any rights that they have. It doesn't eliminate their rights. But if you're in a country illegally, you've already broken a major law. And so what other country would entertain the kind of situation that you are talking about? What other first world country would tolerate that?
We've been tolerating that from the beginning of.
That's not what I ask. Answer my question before you deflect. Answer my question.
I don't know. I mean, it's
okay. Let me ask you another question.
Because
what other country do you think would tolerate? What other first world country do you think would tolerate?
I think maybe Jerusalem might do it. I kind of think maybe Syria will probably do it. I'm thinking Ukraine will probably do it. I'm thinking Yugoslavia.
First world country.
Oh, first world.
First world.
They said third world, first world. I don't know. I think England, I think London, I think the Brits are kind of turning their back on it and closing their eyes to it because of the economy.
No.
It's economic helpful. It helps the economy that we have people like that. And
wait a minute, let Melissa go if you don't mind. I'd like to hear her.
Okay.
No, I knew you'd hear me. I'm telling my dog no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Okay, we're going to switch to another one. Here's the one that's right up your alley. This is one of these other ones, and hopefully everybody's here. Here's a woman who falsely accused 15 men of raping her. She accused 15 men of raping her.
False rape allegations are common. What's the point?
I don't know. The point is that we usually don't hear a woman accuse multiple men raping her. Usually maybe one. It says here this woman, she's in London, and she just learned that the courts in London do not have pity for liars because she claims that six men sexually assaulted her. An additional nine raped her over the course of 3 years, and they were all proven to be lies. She was found guilty of perjury, there's a word called perverting. I never knew. I'm sorry. She was found guilty of perjury and perverting the course of justice and received a very harsh sentence. They put her 10 years in prison. 10 years in prison for lying. 10 years. She's 27 years old.
I agree.
I think when women accuse men of rape, they should get the same penalty that rape demands.
You're right.
And the vast majority of rapes, according to the statistics that I've seen, upward of 75%, 50%, 25% at the initial investigation, and then another. What is it? It's a total of 75%. So it would be 50% after the what's that? The lie detector test. So a lot of, and they even give the reasons that women lie about rape. You know, buyer's remorse. They should have been someplace else. There's a famous case about a woman in New York who, I think her name was Bernie. You guys can read about it. I think it's a 2020 documentary where she lied. The man actually went to prison, and this lady ended up telling her priest about it. And, of course, she was a Dominican, and they deported her as a result of her lying.
That's what happened here. It says when she first accused her first man of rape, the man's because of the claims, the man spent a large portion of his life behind bars. He was jailed for 7 years after he went through two lengthy trials. 7 years. Mm-hmm. 7 freaking years of that man's life.
That's right.
And she also secured, she did it for money because she got $15,000 in compensation for it.
And then there's a guy with your name, Brian something. I forget his name.
Why did he come back to me?
Well, do you recall the guy? There was a movie made about it where the mother and the daughter colluded and they lied about his raping her.
Yeah.
And he did get a shot at the NFL once he was released from prison.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Brian Banks, I believe. That may have been it.
Yeah. No, is Brian Banks a gay one? I'm not quite sure, but there was a case. I think I remember that case. But they're going to cut us off now. I want to wish you guys a very great weekend. I want to wish Latia, thank you for coming in, sweetheart. How Melissa?
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Everybody have a good weekend. God bless. Later.
God bless you guys. Be safe. Okay, bye, baby. Bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. Bye.